a seat. Come on, have a seat. Come on, I want to set somebody up, so. Preach on. All right, have a seat. I want to preach. Now, you know when I come here, I'm going to try to set somebody up. So, all right, hey, all you idiots, be quiet. So, you know that when I come here, I'm looking for somebody that's single, ready to mingle, sing a little jingle. No, I'll stop right there. I am willing to pay somebody's way to the Valentine banquet. A young man, if there's any in here, that is single, and you'd be willing to ask a young lady out. Now, this would be a lady that you are not. It's a lady, okay? We're not that kind of college, all right? It's a lady who you're not dating steadily. You were not a thing in the past. She's not your, you know, she's not your ex, and you're bringing her back, okay? Not doing the rewound, all right? But anybody like that? And this is my 2 years now I've been rejected. One year a girl said no, and that's, I don't want to embarrass a girl. And another year, anyhow, the girl got the wrong date. So anybody like that at all? You want to come up here and you want, I'm paying. I'm like buying your tickets. You want to do it? Noah, you want to do it? You want your friend to do it? Have your friend come on up here. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Can we get this? All right. Hey, we're going to try this, but boy, you ugly. All right. What's your name?
Kevin,
all right. You have somebody in mind? No, not really? Okay. Do you know her name? All right. Let's try it, Kevin. Silencio. Quiet. Kevin. Give Kevin some breathing room, all right? All right, go ahead, Kevin.
Ileana, would you go with me?
Where's Ileana? Where's Ileana? What a beautiful name. Ileana. Hi, Ileana. Hi. This is Kevin. He asked, would you be willing to go? No, I'm not going to ask for you. You ask her. Go ahead.
Would you go with me to Valentine's banquet? Yes.
Yes. All right. That's good. See me afterwards. Oh, hang on. Wait. Hey, go on. Hey, Kevin, go sit by her. Let's start this with a chapel date. Come on. Wow, that is beautiful. Kevin, see me afterwards, and I'll take care of your tickets there and so on. Hey, Brother Douglas and I worked together for years and years, and when he said he's going to reward you, he's probably going to give you a vitamin if I know him well, all right? Do you still talk about vitamins? Yes, you do, yeah. This is the vitamin king right here, trying to get your endorphins up, right? All that. Yes? Do I got it right? Yes. He has not changed. And anyhow, man, Brother Douglas did a good job as a City Baptist principal. He was there for 23 years, and then the kids finally wore him down and beat him up, and you're done. So anyhow, by the way, I just came from City Baptist Chapel. We had missionary Ben Sinclair speak. I had a great chapel service this morning, and one of our young men surrendered to the mission field, and that was great. That's a very unique place, and man, if you can get a kid in there, just let me say, man, get a kid in there. Get a kid in there. It is just a very unique. We're having Spirit Week as soon as I'm done here. Got to run home, change clothes, and we'll go do some Hungry Hippo games and some crazy games out there and so on. But take your Bibles. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Is that your attendance or your division number? Which one? Hey. Come at me, boy. Come at me, all right? Come at me. Proverbs 14. Now, you're going to have to excuse me because I am a youth pastor, and I forget sometimes how old I am. And so when I come back at you like that, I'm sorry, man. I still got it. I tell my kids, I got one more fight left in me. Who wants it? And probably the one that I die in, but I love being a youth pastor. I don't know what else I would do. Maybe, I don't know, become a college president or something. I don't know, something like that. Proverbs 14, verse 4. I wanna talk to you about something I think that I need. By the way, just before I move on, let me thank you for not talking in church. And let me thank you for not talking to the teens. I think sometimes I have to correct our teens, and I have to correct them, because our young people, our college young people are talking. And that wasn't the case last week, and thank you. I will never correct you in front of them, but I will correct them because of you. And that's not fair, is it? So thank you. Last week was phenomenal. It was very good. And if you could keep that up like that, that'd be great. Some of you think I'm so mean. You don't know me. I am just this loving, big chunk of Puerto Rican muscle, all right? The Bible says, where no oxen are, the crib is clean. Now, let me just specify right there for some of you that grew up in the city. When I use the word crib, I'm not talking about your house, okay? So let's just get that. Some of y'all, my crib is never clean. I'm not talking about your house. I'm talking about in the context of the scripture, there a crib meaning a stall or a pen or a place where you would keep an animal. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. I want to challenge you with something today. I love ministry. I always say it's ministry, not misery. You should be doing today what you will be doing for the rest of your life. If you're not doing it today, you're not going to do it in the future. I promise you, you won't. And you ought to love ministry. And we're in ministry. Weekends around here, what makes this place unique is the fact that we are very ministry intensive. We're very ministry aggressive. And if we're not, we ought to be. And that's what differentiates this place from so many other places. People say, well, why is it that our young people go to Bible college and they have such a hard time? Because you're not going to Bible college, you're going to war. It's spiritual warfare that is in your life. If you can make it through this place in 4 years and not have some kind of struggle, some kind of turmoil, some kind of hurt, then chances are you were probably in the opposing side. And I want to challenge you with something. I think that the Lord convicted me. And by the way, don't you ever get to the point where the Lord doesn't convict you. Man, if you've not moved down and out in a long time, you need to reassess yourself and say, hey, why am I not being moved? When was the last time that the Holy Spirit of God just grabbed you and kind of turned you inside out and crunched you up and left you and you said, man, I needed that. If it's been a while, may I invite you to allow the Holy Spirit to do it today. The Bible gives a metaphor of a crib and an ox. And an ox would be, in those days, would specify as the working capital. It would be the working animal. It would be the animal that would be used to plow the fields and clear the fields and to move heavy items, rocks and trees and so on. And that's what an ox. The crib would be the stall, or it would be the place where you would keep that animal. And it says, where no oxen are, the crib is clean. And as I take that Proverbs, that wise saying, I want to apply that to ministry. I want to apply it to your ministry. And by the way, everybody in here has a ministry. Everybody in here has a ministry. The difference is some show up and some don't, but everybody has a ministry. When you don't show up to a ministry, that is your ministry. Instead of being an encourager, you're a discourager. Instead of being one that builds, you're one that tears. Instead of one that's available, you're one that disappears. But hey, make no doubt, everybody in here has a ministry. Everybody. And I look at this Proverbs about the ox, and I think so many times about in our own life, we need to be careful that our crib is never too clean. The crib is where you keep the working animal. The crib is a place where it's designated as at the end of the day, this dirty, filthy animal that has done the work, it's fed and it's put away. I look at sometimes at us and we forget where we came from. Now, I know you may have come from a goody-two-shoes Christian home. That is not my background. And maybe the reason I'm so intense is because I never want to go back to where I came from. And maybe you came and you're crystal clear and you're Mr. Clean and you're all white and bright, and that's great. But listen, you ought never forget where you came from. You ought never forget that even in your best state, you're nothing but a low-down wicked sinner. Hey, I don't care what title you have. I don't care what heritage you have. I do know one thing about you. You're a low-life, low-down, wicked, worldly, ungodly sinner. And don't you ever get to the point where you think you are better than anybody. And don't you ever get to the point where you think I'm better than he. And listen, the difference between us sitting in this auditorium today and those that are addicted and those that are out there in the world is we've got about this much more space. That's the difference. And I look sometimes and I say, why are their cribs clean? Why are there empty bus routes? Why are there empty Sunday school classes? Why are there more seats available than children filling them? Why aren't people being saved? Why aren't people being baptized? Why aren't young people being discipled? Why aren't parents and families being reached? And I'm going to tell you why. Because we like a clean crib. We like a clean crib. Hey, ministry is messy. It is messy. Ministry is messy. And if you're going to do ministry right, you're not going to walk away clean. You're never going to have a clean crib. Why is the crib clean? The crib is clean because so many of us have forgotten where we came from. Do you remember the day you got saved? Do you remember the day somebody brought you to Jesus? Do you remember the day that somebody taught you something about the Christian life? Do you remember when you were discipled? Wouldn't you want to give that same opportunity to somebody else? When's the last time you won a soul to the Lord? Hey, if it's been a while, your crib is clean. Your crib is clean. Now, we could look at you and man, you look all white and you look, well, literally, kind of not being racist, but you look all nice and you look all clean and man, you're pristine and you're polished and that's great. But you're of no use. You remind me a lot of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's a beautiful place. It's a hallowed place. I've been there many times, Brother Douglas, on senior trip. It's beautiful. It's guarded by men in just pristine outfits. But you know what's inside that tomb? Bones. Bones. And a lot of us, man, we look good on the outside. You know what's in us? Dead bones. Dead bones. Oh, man, I want to encourage you today to look around you and see that while you are talking to other Christians and while you're fellowshipping about what you do in school and when you're talking about your schedule, when you're having fun with your friends and when a Bible college becomes a fraternity and when you're having your fun, I want you to understand there's a lot of messy, dirty people out there that wish you would get dirty with them. I'm not talking about soiled in sin. I'm not talking about affected by sin. But there's a lot of people that would say, why are you so clean? Why can't you come down here, get your hands dirty, and tell me about Christ? Why is the crib clean? Because you forget where you came from. I came from the city, little village. Grew up at 3119 West Cermak, same bus route I have today. Boy, I love going up there every week and reminding me of the days when I rode a bus. Brother Ray, you weren't too far at that time. I think you were down in California, just a few blocks when I was a little boy. And coming at 7 years old to church, riding horseback ride Sunday. What a lie. You don't ride a horse. You take it around the bus. That, I'm going to sue this place for false advertising. They give you a goldfish and it dies. They give you pizza sundae. They give you something that looks like the Lord's Supper, you know, like little Lord's Supper square. But boy, I remember those days of riding the bus and night bus and going to City Baptist. I remember those days, and I sometimes think and I say to myself, man, there's some kid in Chicago who wants that opportunity. But he'll never get it because we're too clean. Because we're never going to change anybody's life on our schedule. You have to get a little inconvenient. You got to sacrifice a little bit. And you got to get up there early and you got to stay there late. And you got to go when it's inconvenient. You got to raise money. Hey, and there's a lot of people going to hell today because of a bunch of clean Christians. We forget where we came from. Number two, why is the crib clean? The crib is clean because somebody else did the dirty work yesterday. Brother Douglas talks about the big days in the projects. Brother John talks about big days on bus routes. And that is what was done yesterday. And today, you know what? We have a really smooth moving machine around here as far as ministry. But that's because years ago, somebody did the dirty work for you. Hey, why don't you decide to do the dirty work for the future generation? We're getting to a point where we are so clean, we're so polished, we're so fine that the future generation is not going to do anything. If you're doing little, they're going to do less. I'm burdened about the fact that, yes, we've arrived. Yes, we have laptops, we have smartphones. Yes, we know how to tie a tie in five different patterns. Yes, we know how to match. Yes, we know scripture. Yes, we can sing. Yes, we can preach. And some of you men can preach, and you're phenomenal. But we're really, really clean. And it bothers us to get dirty. We get offended when somebody asks you to get dirty. We get bothered when somebody says, hey, if somebody says, let's go play ball at 9 o'clock, I'm all in. Let's stay on the bus route at 9 o'clock, and you get bothered. You need to get dirty again. You need to go out there and get messy again. You need to go out there and watch people weep and watch young people want to change. But no, we're too clean. Remember, you're clean because somebody cleaned it up for you yesterday. Wouldn't you be willing to do the same? You know, sometimes people say, why are you on the bus route? For those of you that won't. Why do you go so long to make up for some of you pretty clean guys that won't? Why do you like run? I mean, we're running. We got Spirit Week this week. Tomorrow we've got, what are you doing? You're doing a homecoming. And then on Sunday, my wife and I leave for Peru for a week. And we're going to do a youth rally and stuff in Peru. And then we come back. You say, why do you do it? Because there's opportunities there for some of you to do it, but you won't. Because you're too clean. The crib is clean. The crib is clean today because someone did the dirty work yesterday. The crib is clean today because no work is going on. No work is going on. It ought to bother you when your bus comes in empty. It ought to eat you that you don't have somebody in City Baptist. It ought to just eat away at you that it's been a long time since you brought somebody down the aisle. It ought to give you sleepless nights that you are not discipling anybody. You know, the ministry is messy, and sometimes the people are messy, and sometimes it's a burden. It's hard to work with them. I had a couple of young men this past Saturday. We're doing discipleship, and there was about five young men from our bus route there, and there was a brand new young man who just got baptized on Sunday night, and we start off discipleship by giving our testimonies, and the young man began to give his testimonies. In the middle of it, man, he cursed. And I'm like, I like that. He stopped himself and he said, Oh, I'm sorry. I said, no, I'll say it for you. No, I said, no, that's okay. I said, why? Because he's just only been saved a couple of days. Crib is clean today because no work is going on. There's a lot of empty buses out there. There's a lot of empty Sunday school classes at First Baptist Church. You want to teach? I've got 36 classrooms. But there's no work going on. We're so bothered by work. Now, I grew up in a different generation. Call me an old man or what have you. Call me whatever. But you know what? I do know one thing. Hard work is not generational. We had hard work back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and we'll have hard work in the future. But no work is going on. Next, the crib is clean because we're clean on the outside but dirty on the inside. I'm gonna point it to you right now. The main reason why the crib is clean is because our insides are filthy. Sin reigns. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Sin reigns in our I tell my teenagers, it's not the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's not the God on the shelf I'm worried about. It's the God in yourself. It's that God in you that you worship that has to be fed, that has to be clothed, that has to be entertained. It is the daily bowing of that God that's in you. Our insides are messy and we cannot go out. We look good on the outside. But our insides are very, very messy. So we won't go reach messy people. Why? Because our desires are wrong. Our heart is wrong. We're not right with the Lord, and we know it. I really believe that there would be a revival among our student body about having the Holy Spirit lead and guide us and control us and having the Holy Spirit work in our lives. I believe that we would be overwhelmed with messy, dirty cribs around. Brother Douglas, I was mindful the other day about, I think maybe toward the end of your tenure there at City Baptist, we had this big master plan of having 600-700 students. Do you remember that? And it got messy. It got really messy. We had to bring in dogs, didn't we? We had to bring in police dogs and patrol but look through the hallways of City Baptist. We had to expel kids with gangs, and we had to expel. I remember one time I got up in a class to teach, and in that class right there, there was three young ladies. By the end of the year, got expelled because they all got pregnant. And it was messy. I know. That's ministry. That's ministry. See, we complain too much because it bothers us. But you don't think of how it bothers the heart of God. I'm not concerned whether it bothers you. It bothers God. Amen. When young people aren't reached, you know, some of you kids are, you're really political. And you give your little political speeches and so on. That's great. You don't like the gun issue? Go reach a fatherless child. You don't like somebody from somebody else, some other part of the country, or their world, whatever. Go win them to the Lord. I believe the main reason that the crib is clean is because we are dirty inside. And until we get clean inside, we'll never effectively see the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let me say this. If you have no desire to be used of God, then number one, are you saved? Number two, are you in the right place? The crib is clean because clean is better. It really is. I go to foreign countries. I like clean water. John Shelley there got some dirty water in Guatemala. He knows what it's like. He was on the toilet for a few days. Amen? Yeah, I go to places and they're like, do you want a street taco? Nah, that's all right. That's not a street taco, man. That's a Bawal taco right there. No way. You want some, you know, some meow mane? No, thank you. No, clean is better. Clean is better for us. I'm going to finish by saying this, and I'm done. You've been good. Thank you for listening. There's a lot of people who've never heard the gospel. There's a lot of people who've never been challenged in their Christian life. A lot of young people are not discipled. A lot of families will remain broken. A lot of addicts will remain addicted. A lot of hurting kids will remain hurting if they live. Because of lack of the gospel? No. Because of lack of resources? No. Because of a lack of time? No, we all have the same time, 24 hours a day. Because some Christians have gotten to the point where they're too clean. And you don't want to get messy. And you know what? A bus kid's messy. Addicted people are messy. Broken people are messy. Here's my challenge to you. Let's get messy. Let's get messy again. Get messy. Let's get dirty again. Would you bow your head and close your eyes?